This is Gayatri from India and you are listening to Everybody ESL.
Welcome to episode 69 of Everybody ESL, the podcast for everybody who wants to improve their English, practice their English, or just learn more English. My name is Ben, and I have a mini episode for you today where I am going to teach you about one English topic. You can subscribe to the Everybody ESL podcast at Apple Podcasts, on the Stitcher app, and wherever you find your podcasts. If you like Everybody ESL, leave it a good review so other people can find out about it too. And if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for me, please send an email to everybodyesl@gmail.com. Okay, let's get on with this mini episode. Today, I want to present another secret of native speakers. That's right. This is another example of something that native English speakers do that you probably don't know about. I have heard many people who are learning or studying or practicing English say that they have a very difficult time telling these two words apart. Can, C-A-N, and can't, C-A-N apostrophe T. I have heard many people say that those words sound exactly the same. They don't know what they're hearing when they hear a native English speaker say either can or can't. Well, here is the secret. The secret is often native English speakers aren't sure which word they're hearing. I have heard many conversations that go like this. The first person says, "Will you be able to pick me up at 3 o'clock?" And the second person says, "I can do that." And the first person says, "Did you say you can do it? Yes, you can. Or did you say you can't do it? No, you can't." And the second person might answer something like, "I can't do it. I cannot do it. No, I cannot." They will have to use the form cannot in order to be especially clear, because can and can't often sound very similar even to native English speakers. In regular, natural conversation between native English speakers, I think there are two things you can listen for that will tell you whether you are hearing can, C-A-N, or can't. C-A-N apostrophe T. The first thing you can listen for is the vowel. I think in can, C-A-N, the vowel is often reduced to a sound like uh. So somebody will say, "I can do that." And you hear the word can has been sort of abbreviated or shortened or changed into a new word that sounds like can. I can do that. I can do that. That means I can do that. And you'll hear the vowel in can't usually stays that same vowel, even when it's spoken quickly. So if I want to say that I cannot do something, I might say I can't do that. Now you can hear the difference in the vowel. Can came out sounding like can, and can't came out sounding like can't. So the vowel can be very different. The other thing to notice is that can't often has a very clipped or shortened sound. So it often sounds like this. Can't, can't, can't. It has a T at the end, but the T is not quite released. We don't typically say can't. I can't do that. That doesn't sound very natural. But can't, can't, can't. That does sound very natural. And if I pronounce can and can't, one right after the other, maybe you can hear the difference in the clipped ending of can't. So, listen to this. First, I will say can, then I will say can't. You ready? Can, can't, can, can't, can, can't. Does it sound a little bit clearer now? Is the difference a little bit clearer? I know that it can often be difficult. And now you know that it is a
secret of native speakers.
That even native English speakers sometimes have a lot of difficulty knowing which word they are hearing. And that's the end of episode 69 of Everybody ESL. Remember, if you have any questions about English, or if you have comments or suggestions for me about the podcast, or if you would like to record the introduction that I use at the beginning of a future episode, the same way Gayatri recorded the introduction I used at the beginning of this episode, send an email to everybodyesl@gmail.com. I'll be back soon with another episode, and until then, keep going, keep practicing, and keep learning. Goodbye. I'll see you soon.